when they were supposed to be bringing. Caleb brought up faith.
Yes.
He said, let's not wait. Let's go up at once. I'm ready.
That's confidence.
I'm ready. Now, he went up with the 12. Mm-hmm. Him and Joshua had a different eyesight because they wasn't seeing. They wasn't walking by sight. Mm-hmm. What were they walking by? They saw faith. They saw the same giant the 10 saw. They saw the same giant, but they didn't see them. They didn't see them the same way.
Right.
They saw them through the eyes of God, through faith. Whoo, that one, he's too big to miss. You know, they saw him like David saw him. Boy, they too big to miss. All we have to do is just do. We can get all them. You know, I mean. When they saw the giants, they saw that they were too big to miss, you know. And the people, I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to tell you the story. The people that the 10 went up with them said, and what we saw, okay, let's just read it. And we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which came, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers. See, that what blocked the faith. How they saw themselves. If we don't have a true identity of ourselves, who we are in Christ, we got to know who we are in Christ. We got to see ourselves as healed, whole, blessed, more than a conqueror. The greater one, because the enemy is pulling at you all the time, even the world. You know, you don't even have to leave home. They be saying, nobody loves you. You're not great. You're not going to, I mean, you know, always talking the negative, but you got to know who I am. Mm. So now the greater one lives in me. Talk to him. The greater one lives in me. And it might say, you may not know that much. You know, you don't know enough to do this. I say, I house the one that knows it all.
Yeah.
I have anointing from the Holy One, and he knows the all things. You know, you have to speak back to this negativity. But these 10 said, and we were in our own sight as grasshopper. And so we were in their sight. Now, them giants never did talk to them and tell them, y'all so little, you know. But because they had a grasshopper mentality. You know what a grasshopper is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's something that you can just step on. And I mean, it's no resistance there. You know, it's small, it's very tiny, it's, you know, they said, that's how we seen ourselves. And I want to ask class, how do you see yourself this morning? Do you see yourself as going from glory to glory or up and down, in and out? Or how do you see, you got to get a sight of yourself.
Yes, I'm there.
The true identity of yourself. Yeah, you are an heir. A righteousness. Huh? This belongs to me. I'm an heir of righteousness. You know? And so they saw all this, the negativity. But they brought back the grapes and the pomegranate, and then it said it is flowing with me. I mean, what they're saying, it's plenty there. We didn't have that in Egypt, but it's plenty there. I mean, what they were saying when they said milk and honey, they were saying prosperity is there.
Yes.
But we can't get to it because of the giants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way the enemy does you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you, you can't get to it because of the giant. It's there. Yeah, God in the New Testament has made us so many promises.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an evil one that says you can't have that.
Yeah.
Maybe the rich and famous, but not you. Huh? He puts up the block. But if we go after him, we get all things added to us.
Yeah.
Don't go after the things.
Right.
Go after him. And then he said all this will be added to you if you get the person. Because
yes.
See, if you get the person, you just won't have things. You have him and things. The world been going after just things, materialistic. That's what the church of Laodicea did. They went out of just things. And they said, we're rich. We don't need nothing.
Mm,
God said, you're not rich, you're blind, you're poor, you're naked. I mean, by the time he finished telling them what they were, they were like, you know. He said, but if any man hear my voice, he said, if just one of you would hear my voice, I'm going to come in and sup with you. I want to come in and sup with you. I want to come in. But we see here in this picture that we're going to access the glory by faith. We got to have that faith to access the glory that we've been talking about. Faith is very important, that we don't walk by sight. The people here, they walk by sight. And like I said, the writer of Hebrews thought it was good to put this lesson in the book of Hebrews to teach us that faith is important. What happened in the wilderness shouldn't happen to us.
Thank you, Lord.
We shouldn't walk by sight, but walk by faith. Faith is different. The force of faith is different. It's a supernatural substance. You can't get that from just natural thing. It's a supernatural substance that you can only get from a supernatural word. And the Holy Spirit brings it to life. We got to yield and have the Holy Spirit in our faith. The Holy Spirit brings us to this place that we can receive and access. The Lord said, I had it there for him. You know what? They kept saying, we're not able. Lord was saying, I didn't ask y'all to do it. I'm going to do it. I just asked you to believe. He just asked them to believe. Have the faith for it. He was going to do it. He said, I'm going to give you the land. But they got to thinking, hey, we got to do it. I got to do this and I got to do that. He said, no. He said, but if you would just, I'm just asking you to believe and to walk out on your faith. Believe. Trust me. That's all he was asking them to do. He knew that they couldn't conquer that by themselves.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That you do with God, you never do it alone. Mm-hmm. You do it with his strength.
Yes.
You do it with him. That's the reason you're in his presence. So you can change and be ready. Change into that same image. That's when he wants you to behold his presence. Behold enough that you ain't seeing it darkly. That you're seeing revelation. That you're seeing the true glory of God. You got to keep beholding. You got to keep looking. It's just not a one-time thing. Now see, the reason that they couldn't get it the way God had planned it for them is that they didn't keep beholding God. They didn't keep God. They had themselves. They said, we can't do it. Well, if you go back to the Word of God didn't tell you to do it. He said, who did he say was going to do it? He said, I'm going to do it. But I need you to believe me. I need you to release the faith that I'm going to do it for you. All they had to do to go up, Joshua and Caleb, they like, man, we got this. We can go up now. I mean, we can get this. Because we're covenant people.
That's right.
Because God is going to do it for us. Well, they were rulers just like the other rulers. But they had a fellowship with the Lord. Even when Moses went up, Joshua, I'm going up with you too, Moses, at one time. I'm going up. He was close. He stuck close to Moses. Not knowing that God was going to have him to take over when Moses. And when he took over when Moses passed away, how many did he send up when he had to send them up when they was going up to spy out the land? How many did he send up?
12.
How many?
12. One from each tribe.
Wow. Well, that was before.
Where did
He only sent up two. Joshua only sent up two. Wow. And they went to Rahab's house, and Rahab hid them. And see, it went, he had to send up two because out of the mouth, they had this, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Yeah. He couldn't send up one, he had to have two to have it established. He said, I ain't sending up 12 of y'all. We ain't going to do that deal again. I'm only, because see, these 10 did what, these 10 did what people said now the majority rule. When them 10 said, we're not able, let me read the 14th verse and said, and when they said all that, the 14th chapter, it said, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried. And the people wept that night. They wept all night. Can you, over millions of people crying and weeping in the camp. I mean, that's a sorrow. That's a bad thing to hear all night. People, I mean, it said they lifted up their voice. They lift up, huh? Sorrow and doubt. They lifted up their voice and they cried and they wept and they said, this is what they said, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we have died in the wilderness. They didn't want that. But they're saying this out their mouth. We were better in Egypt, and they were not better in Egypt. They didn't have the freedom. They didn't have what God was about to take them into. And they said, would we had died in the wilderness. Now they're gonna get just what they said over here. God has said in the 29th of the 14th. And your carcass shall fall in the wilderness. Yeah, you're going to get just what you said. He said, the 28th, he said, say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as he has spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. I'm going to do just what you spoke in my ear. You said you wanted to die in the wilderness? You're going to wander in this wilderness for 40 years. And why did they have to wander for 40 years? Each a day, brother. Okay, but Charles is saying it. Okay, they're staying there. They're going to do 40 years for every day that they went out to spy the land for 40 days. Oh. They're going to do 40 years. And then they're going to die out. God said, it's just what you say out, so we have to be careful what we say. He said, what you're saying out your mouth, you're going to get it. What you say, you are definitely going to get it. Okay, let's go up to the 21st verse. I'm just skipping over all of this because I'm way over thirsting time. The 21st verse in the 14th chapter said, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. We see here that God was trying to bring the glory in. Taking them into the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey. He was trying to bring them into a glory. He said, it's true I live. He said, you know, all these, they died out from 20 up. They all died out. He said, I'm going to do y'all 40 years. Y'all going to do a day. Y'all did 40 days. And listen, they stayed there in the land, spying out the land for 40 days, and nobody hurt them. The giants didn't eat them. The giants didn't bother them. They was well protected, them 40 days they spent in Cana. But they came back with an evil report. An evil report is doubt, fear, unbelief. They didn't come back with the faith report. Joshua and Caleb came back with the faith report because they were seeing through the eyes of God. Yeah. And it's so important, people, that we allow our faith to access the glory. Where God is trying to take us, we have to do it with faith. We can't walk by sight. I'm telling you, it's true that your children may be acting nutty. I mean, things may be occurring. Your money may be short. That's truth. That's truth, but that's not what you're seeing. You're seeing the promises of God. And the promises of God are different. Keep looking at the promise and saying the promise. Sometimes you're tempted to say what you see. But don't say what you see. Say what you know from the promise of God. Walk by faith and not by sight to access where God wants to take us. We got to walk by faith. Because our five senses say, you can't do that. You can't go there. I mean, you just, you know, Sister Mary, brother. I say, well, you deal with the greater one in me. I got a greater one in me. So, I mean, you can't deal with just Sister Mary. I have the greater one that lives. He's not dormant, but he lives in me. And so we see here that these people could not enter in because of their unbelief, because they didn't have the faith. They kept saying what they see. You keep saying what you see, that's what you're going to have. God said, I'm going to give you just what you keep saying. If you keep saying, I can't make it, I don't know what I'm going to do, and just keep saying a lot of negative things, that's what you have. You know, somebody said, I don't know why. You know, he was saying, I don't know why, you know, when I get this, this happened. When I get that, something else happened. Yeah. You keep calling that. Stop calling that. Call forth the promise of God. Yeah. We're going from glory to glory as we behold his glory. As we reflect, we're going into the same image. And we got to see, we're seeing an image. We got to see an image of glory to go to glory. If we don't see the image, we're not going. To go from glory to glory, we got to see the Jesus image. For us to change, we got to change. See, one thing about the people he was dealing with here, they didn't want to change. Jesus said, they're a bunch of stiff-necked people. And he told them, he said, all the miracles that they saw, I'm not reading, I'm just telling you. He said, all the miracles that I showed them, Moses, he says, step aside, Moses, I'm finna get rid of them. He said, because I showed them all these miracles, I showed them my glory. The cloud during the day was glory. The fire at night was the presence of God. God was keeping them cool during the day, and the fire at night was keeping them warm, but that was his presence there with them. His presence was there. And the Red Sea that he brought them through on dry land. You know, God said, I mean, I have done a whole lot for these people, and they're still stiff-necked. He said, I'm going to wipe them out. He was going to wipe them out that day. Moses said, no, you can't do it today. You're going to have to forgive them and wipe them out slowly. Because if you wipe them all out today, what is the other people going to say that's out there looking? The world going to say he got them so close to Canaan and couldn't bring them in.
Ooh, Sister Mary, that's representing intercession. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Intercede.
Moses intercede because they would have been gone that day.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to wipe them off this day, Moses, saying, now I'll make you a great nation. Now I'll take care of you and Joshua and Caleb. Said, but I'm going to wipe them out today because they just, Moses said, you can't do it that way, God. Moses said in his interceding, he said, you're long-suffering. He brought that up. He said, you're long-suffering, God. You can't do this. What the world going to say? The world going to say you weren't able to bring them over. He said, okay, but take them back in the wilderness. I mean, they were this close to crossing. No, it was at the border of Canaan. God told him, take them back to the wilderness and let them wander 40 years, a day for each, until they die out from 20 up. Now these older saints, they should have been more into the things of God because they saw the Red Sea crossing. Someone was born in the wilderness. They didn't see all this. But someone was older, 20 and up and older. They should have reminded how they came across the Red Sea, how God provided water, how God did this for them, and how God, I mean, they were that close to their miracle. Yes. Now, God did not promise us Canaan land. You know, sometimes we just say our Canaan land. He did not promise us that. He promised us a kingdom, which is much better. He promised us the kingdom. We got a kingdom, not just a promised land. We got the kingdom of God. Which gives the kingdom of God, which gives you the king, God. Give you a king and a kingdom. And in that kingdom is every, and he said, I give you keys to the kingdom. I give you the keys. We have the keys to the kingdom. I mean, we have it so much better. But we got to access this by faith to get us in there. Oh, it's 10:20. I tell you what. It's going to be all yours next. That's a good one. Do it. But we've got to access. We got to go from faith to faith as we go from glory to glory. We got to keep growing in our faith. Got to. For us to access this glory that we want. I mean, they got so close. They were about to cross over. They were close. They had got to the border. And then they act up like that. Start looking at themselves, say, we can't do it. Yes, but God said he would. Joshua and Caleb said, them giants, we can't miss them. Can't miss them. We ain't grasshoppers. We covenant people. God said he was going to give us the land. I mean, they kept talking to him, but the majority rules. That's in the world. Isn't that in the world? They'll tell you, the majority rules. And it was 10 against 2. But when Joshua sent him up, it was only 2. That was one for a witness. That's all he, huh?
All you need is faith. You don't need the palace.
All you need is what now?
Faith.
Faith in God. He was going to provide everything that they need to be victorious. Huh?
Two in agreement. You know, how can two walk together except they agree?
So the majority stirred up millions.
This shows that anybody that will follow God, that they can do the greater works. You have people who are looking at the world. You know, the world, Laodicea look glorious, but they will when they lose. They were looking at their works, what they did, what they accomplished.
And you know, the world was looking at them like the Laodicean church, like, wow, they got it going on. They big mega church, they this, and they got plenty of money. But Lord said, I'm at the door knocking because I want to tell you what you are. that you're not all this. All you are is materialistic. We got to put some spirit there. He said, I'm going to move your candlestick. And your candlestick is the spirit. He said, I'm going to move the spirit out of there. And you won't. I mean, if you don't have the spirit in there, you're going to be just like any other little club that meets. Just the club. No spirit. Just a social club. And he didn't want them to be a social club. We 10:20, we way over our time. Y'all, I'm sorry. Next week, you got it. Just say a dismissal for us.
Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you
you've been speaking to us all day. And Lord, I thank you for every word you spoke to us. Help us to go forward in you, just like the two spies. Help us to go forward and help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, y'all remember, God gave this lesson to us twice. Apostle had, well, see, you had already taught this earlier. So he really wanted us to hear this, to give it to us twice.
Can I read a proverb right now?
Yeah. Okay, y'all hold up just a minute. Read it loud. Go on.
Pertaining to the spies, this Proverbs chapter 1 says, because I've called and you refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have said it not all my counsel and would have none my reproof. I will laugh at your calamity and I will mock you when fear comes. Mm. When your fear comes as a desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, remember that's crying there? Oh, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel, and they despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way. Them leeks and onions, remember that you're eating them leeks and onions, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fool shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Amen. That's good preaching.
Proverbs chapter 1.
Proverbs.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.